Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by C-Specs, the original surf sunglasses. Reliable UV protection for your eyes. Check them out at cspecs.com. Thanks for C-Specs, for sponsor report, and through this epic week of fun surf coming up, waves continue today. This groundswell is sort of hanging off the coast there, and every once in a while, a set will pop in. Yesterday, Louie said there was a couple bigger than waist plus. I said, yeah, maybe a chest high or two. Same thing today. There might be a couple waves that are a little bigger than waist plus, but those might be at the inlets and maybe down at Spanish House. I was down at Spanish House checking it out yesterday, and it was looking pretty sweet around midday, around lunchtime or a little before. It was looking nice. Today we have the same conditions as yesterday. Light winds going to southeast in the afternoon, staying under 10 miles an hour, maybe in the afternoon picking up a little more with a sea breeze. But it looks like the cold weather is going to be holding off for a couple days. It looks all the way through the weekend so far, southeast winds and south winds. Panhandlers are getting some southeast flow up there, but there's no swell, just a little bump. Maybe a wind bump, right tides, but it's not looking like much. And South Florida, down there towards the weekend, as the southeast winds kick in, you guys will get the little 1 to 2 wind swell coming in down in South Florida. So that's what's going on. Next couple days, small surf, right tides only. Good conditions today and tomorrow. They're good on Thursday, and then the winds are going to start picking up during the day Thursday as the front's trying to make its way. So the winds are going to kick in a little bit Thursday, Friday. Looks like Saturday too. We'll be back for Foam Ball Friday to let you know what's going on. But it looks like this swell is going to linger around, so there'll be waves to ride. Kind of like springtime, summertime conditions next couple days. And like I said, winds kick in late Thursday, possibly, and Friday for sure, up to 10 to 15 out of the southeast. That's going to make the inlets semi-clean for the next couple days after Friday. So that's what's going on. Remember, keep the surf cams free. Let our sponsors know you heard it, saw it here on Guru. And thanks again to cspecs.com for sponsor report for today, Monday through Wednesday. You guys have a good one. Take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.